It's News Talk Tonight on the iHeartRadio Talk Network. Here's your host, Jim Richards.
So when I heard yesterday during our extensive coverage of the budget, unmatched in talk radio for anybody who does an evening show on the iHeart Talk Radio Network, our hard work paid off yesterday, and we want to thank everybody for listening to us break down the budget. One of the things that I was kind of shocked when this campaign from Beer Canada started, which featured Bob and Doug McKenzie. If you don't know, they're two Canadians. They were part of Second City, the Toronto version. They had a TV show back in the 80s and 90s, maybe even the 70s. Bob and Doug McKenzie were a little parody because they were told they needed more Canadian content. So they decided to almost do a stereotype of what a Canadian would be. And they sat around and talked about beer, basically. So here's a bit of the commercial.
Ottawa plans to raise the tax on beer another 6% on April the 1st. What do Canadians think?
April the 1st? How about April the worst?
Oh, boy.
Good day. I'm Bob McKenzie. This is my brother Doug.
How's it going, eh?
Okay, so we did a scientific taste test, and beer does not go down as smoothly with another tax hike.
Beer tax is already like my brother's head. Overinflated.
A message from Beer Canada. Stop the hike. Visit here for
they beer. Did, and it turns out, folks, they did stop the hike.
But it's been no bed of roses.
Bit of a battle.
No pleasure cruise.
These guys had to fight.
I consider it a challenge before the whole human race, and I ain't gonna lose.
They didn't lose the beer fight. So I started my interview with the people from Beer Canada, CJ Heil. How excited was he when he heard that it was the percentage of tax was going down to 2%? Did he make any sort of noise? Did he jump up and down and pee his pants?
Well, I was in the budget lockup with, 200 other people. So I tried to keep my inner self calm and collected. So no big whoops from me in front of everybody else who was still trying to do their work and figure out whether they got what they were looking for.
All right. Sounds like you're sidestepping the serious question. So how did you feel on the inside?
I was very satisfied. Normally you would think that would be a little bit of an oxymoron, happy with a 2% increase.
Yep.
On beer taxes. But given what we were facing, right, a 6.3% would have been really devastating. I look at it as a 6.3% increase was sort of like this 10-foot impenetrable wall that, would have just been us banging our heads and getting nowhere, while a 2% increase is kind of like a hurdle.
Yep.
You can clear a hurdle. So that's the way I think I was feeling.
Could you give us some eye-level examples of what 2% means on, say, a six-pack or a bottle of wine versus what the 6% meant?
So a 6% on a 12-pack of beer was about 10 cents at excise, but excise is a production tax,
yep,
meaning the first tax that is imposed at the time a brewer puts it into a bottle or a can. And then everybody who touches it afterwards, including provincial governments, including the federal government, again, at the GST level, that 10 cents ends up being 20 cents at retail, right? So at 2% instead of that, it's a third of that. So
it's a third of that.
Yeah.
Okay. So the contract that you worked out with Bob and Doug McKenzie, was it like, you're hiring a quarterback? Are there incentives for like, hey, if you make the playoffs, hey, if this is successful, you'll get a bigger cut once we see whether or not it works? Or were they just played a flat rate?
So these were one of those NFL contracts that guaranteed money.
Guaranteed money, no incentive clauses. They need a new manager to negotiate for them.
Yeah. No, I think most players want the guaranteed money.
They want the guaranteed money. Okay, so they got the guaranteed money up front. And I'm guessing to a certain extent everybody is happy with this because it does make sense. I mean, we all know that drinking in excess is not good for us, but and I'm not saying that we shouldn't have, maybe we're at a point somewhere in the future where government does need to change labeling on on beer, wine, and alcohol. I know you don't want to get into that topic, or maybe you do, but for now, during these times with high inflation and all the other factors, I think most people are pretty happy about this.
I think that's right. The hospitality sector, as you know, has been the most hard hit segment of the Canadian economy with the pandemic, and they're nowhere near recovered. And what I'm told is that, you know, they just didn't feel they could pay more for their keg of beer, and draft beer is a huge profit driver for them. They make much better margins on beer than they do on their food. But at the same time, when they're talking to their patrons at the bar, they didn't think that they could pay more for a pint, right? So they were going to be in this real pickle where they were have to pay more for the keg, which they can't afford, but they can't pass on the cost to the drinker. So it would have been a real, real problem for thousands of bars and restaurants. And then, of course, brewers who also, you know, face really difficult times. Sales are down, costs are up, and they were just scratching their head, like, how would we find $46 million next year to pay for these extra taxes? It just wasn't there.
Thank you very much for your time.
My pleasure. Have a pint on me this evening.
Well, if that's true, we will send you a bill. I can actually do that. The tape mysteriously cut out at that point. We have no idea why. But I can guarantee you this. I don't have it on tape, but we did have unless Tony, you're being paid by Big Beer to erase what I thought we had on tape. Was he was, I just thought he was like giving me a throwaway, let's do lunch sometime. Do you know what I mean? Hey, have a pint on me? Okay, I will. And I'll send you the bill. But then when I called him out on it, he was like, well, where do you work? And I told him where we are located. And he's like, well, I don't work around there. I was like, well, why did you offer? And towards the end, I think I nailed him down that he was going to buy me a beer. But with all the work I had to do, I was almost like, okay, don't bother. And I'm not necessarily here for somebody who, listen, I like Big Beer as much as the rest of them, but I'm not here to celebrate the way they are.
We are the champions, my friend.
Oh, terrible version.
And we'll keep on fighting till the end.
Bum, bum, bum. Beer, whoa, beer, beer.
We are the champions. We are
coming
the
up
champions.
On no News Talk Tonight. It's a segment that we call Advice Lady when it comes to dating and other things. We'll be joined by Natasha Vinnick in a moment.
It's amazing how the tone of your voice is.
Oh, that's Paul Abdul. We've got Natasha Vinnick next, and it's David Cooper. David ruins the broadcast. Natasha Vinnick on Advice Lady. That in moments. It's the iHeartRadio Talk Network. I'm Jim Richards.